WTMK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Republicans have nominated Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana to be Speaker of the House, the fourth candidate for the job in just 2 weeks, says CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Johnson was elected after House Republican Whip Tom Emmer couldn't secure enough support. Emmer was Speaker designate for about 4 hours before he withdrew from the race. Former President Trump called Emmer a rhino and said he would be a tragic mistake.
There could be a vote on Johnson's nomination as soon as this morning. It's not clear he has the 217 Republican votes to get the job.
Here he comes. Cave, a fly ball to right field. Over is Carroll. He's got it! And the Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series.
The call from TBS Sports. In fact, the Diamondbacks are going to the World Series for the first time in 22 years. They stunned the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series last night. Arizona will play the Texas Rangers for the world title. Game 1 set for Friday night. Israel appears to be getting closer to a ground invasion of Gaza, says CBS's Holly Williams.
The Israeli military says that they've already launched limited raids into Gaza to kill militants. But obviously something much bigger is expected, especially if you look at troops massed near the border with the Gaza Strip.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby acknowledges an invasion would cause collateral damage.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt.
Hurricane Otis is now a catastrophic Category 5 storm and has made landfall near Acapulco. It could drop as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain on Guerrero State, with as much as 15 inches possible in some areas. Another strike in progress.
The St. Lawrence Seaway, a crucial marine shipping route that links the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean, has been shut down after nearly 400 union workers went on strike. They want better pay to keep up with the rising cost of living.
If it wasn't for the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Lakes region and the rest of the world would not be connected the way they are with the seaway there.
Aaron Benziger is with Chicago-based Central Marine Logistics.
CBS's Jim Krasula. NHL players are going to be allowed to use pride tape this season. The league and the players' union agreed to give players the option to represent societal causes with stick tape during warm-ups, practices, and at games. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby, the rest of the week.
I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media. News.
The Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elgton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football is, it's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. Just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview. The Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 59, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely, 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
DeSantis is not going out of his way to let his own constituents know about it.
Doesn't appear to be so.
Well, that's what being a climate denier is all about. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and site still known as Twitter, at Green News Report.
Are you tired of think tank?